I'm Walt Lindela with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli. He joined us for a regular preview of tonight's meeting of the Marquette City Commission. But we started our conversation off about a work session that is being held this afternoon that will take a look at zoning ordinance amendments to permit short-term rentals in the city of Marquette. Here's more with what's going on from Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli.
Well, we're coming up on 1 year in May since the commission approved the current ordinance. And what we like to do in these situations is after a year or within a year, take a look, see what needs to be changed, see what is working, what is working. And we've had a few issues that have come up in the last 12 months that have gone through the planning commission and through the fire department to consider changing or tweaking.
What are some of the things that you're looking at with these changes?
Well, the ones that rose to the top were things like people with duplexes, for example, were only allowed to have one of them, one of those two facilities as a short-term rental. Mm-hmm. We're looking at changing it or suggesting it being changed so that both can be or multiple short-term rentals can be at one facility, still with a limit, but you know, things like that. There's been some talk about proximity. In other words, short-term rentals related to each other on the same block or within a certain distance, things of that nature.
Well, one of the things with this, then, it is to be looked at as sort of a review, I guess, a one-year review of this policy and make these changes, at least have the discussions at the work session?
Yes. You know, we kind of started doing this with the food trucks. A couple of years ago, where after 12 months we reviewed, made a few changes. This particular item or topic is a little more complex than the food truck ordinance, so we've asked for a work session so we can explain to the commission exactly what we're recommending.
So, well, just so we'll be watching that, would that be an action item at the meeting then this evening as well then?
No, it's just informative for the commission. We look for feedback. The planning commission will be there as well, so there'll be some interaction between the planning commission and the city commission, so we're all on the same page.
Also then coming up at 6 o'clock is a regular meeting at commission chambers at city hall. The work session also being held at commission chambers. That's at 4:30 today. One of the new business items that I wanted to mention here, Mike, and have you comment on is some changes to the capital improvement plan, some budget amendments that has to do with changing some scheduled road projects for a couple of reasons. Tell me what will be discussed tonight.
Sure. The commission had previously approved about $1.5 million for reconstruction of College Avenue between Presque Isle and 7th Street, which is basically where the hospital is, the pedestrian crosswalk, guy walk, or whatever you call it there over the hospital. And we've kind of looked at it internally, and we've made the decision that, you know, the hospital is going to be closing here within the next 12 months for sure. There could be some redevelopment, so it didn't make much sense for us to put that kind of money into that road project at this time. You know, it'd be better coordinated or better valued if it's coordinated with the hospital or the future of the hospital.
So you didn't really want to put lay in the new infrastructure, get a new road, and then someone else may take over the buildings there and do a completely different plan, and it leaves you kind of with something for something that was and not what may be.
Correct. And it just didn't make sense. So as you're aware, we've had some issues with Shiris Park, which is Picnic Rocks. And we've recently acquired the Lighthouse Park from the Coast Guard. So what I'm asking the commission to do is to switch that money or transfer it to about $1 million to the Lighthouse Park as an enterprise fund, which means that if profits from renting that park go into the enterprise fund and are used on that park, so that money is just used to develop and run that park. I've shifted about I'm asking to shift about $320,000 to Shiris Park to help us get going on repairing that after that storm last October. And then the balance is just going to a couple other, three other road projects that we have currently on the plate for this summer.
And then I would imagine that as the hospital, whatever is going to happen with it, develops, that will put that road project back on the agenda, but with a more appropriate plan for what the new work or new plan may be there.
That would be my preference, yes.
That's the comments of Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli. The work session begins at 4:30 p.m., the regular meeting at 6 p.m. Both meetings will be in the commission chambers at Marquette City Hall. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelah.